بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. عن سعيد بن عبد العزيز عن ربيعة بن يزيد عن أبي إدريس الخولاني عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يروي عن الله تبارك وتعالى أنه قال: يا عبادي، إنما هي أعمالكم أحصيها لكم ثم أوفيكم إياها، فمن وجد خيرا فليحمد الله، ومن وجد غير ذلك فلا يلومن إلا نفسه. Continuing with this hadith, Qudsi, which we began discussion quite some time back, we are now drawing towards the conclusion of that hadith. Various expressions were found in that hadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah Ta'ala addresses His slaves with this expression, Ya Ibadi, O my slaves. We find that the last expression of this hadith we have reached, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O my slaves, innama hiya a'malukum. This word innama is what we call in Arabic kalimatul hasar. In other words, like we say in Urdu, sirf or sirf, only and only. So Allah says, innama hiya a'malukum. Basically, it is a question primarily of your actions. That is how this life was conducted. Normally we tend to give importance to prominence. We tend to give prominence to wealth, to social status, to all sorts of things. However, it boils down primarily in Allah Ta'ala's court, there is only one currency. And the court in Allah subhanahu, and the currency in Allah Ta'ala's court is a'mal. So Allah says, innama hiya a'malukum. Basically it is your actions. How did you conduct yourself? What did you do in this life? Uhsiha lakum. Uhsiha lakum. Allah Ta'ala says, we will count your actions. And Allah's knowledge is such, various places in the Quran, we are informed. For example, Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. You do good, equivalent to one zarra, one grain, one atom, you will see it. And if you will do evil, equivalent to one zarra, one atom, you will see it. Elsewhere Allah Ta'ala says, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. A day is coming when every one of your actions, every one of your actions, you will find it present. When the book of deeds is open, at that time in Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala says, then the mujrimeen, the sinners, will exclaim in surprise. They will exclaim in astonishment. It will be a predicament for them. That Mali hadha al-kitab. What type of a book is this? Mali hadha al-kitab. La yugadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Same expression. Ahsaha. Uhsiha lakum. Then what type of a book is this? Every small thing I did in my life is here. There's nothing hidden. And every big thing that I did, every significant, every insignificant, every action will be present. Allah Ta'ala says, Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Know and understand. My angels are with you. My rusul, my angels, my messengers are with you. Yaktubun. They are writing down everything that you will do. Everything you do, everything you express. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya'lamu khainat al-a'yun. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. Every time your eye strays, this is, you didn't say anything. You didn't say anything. Even this action, that your eye strayed, Allah says, we know that also. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْعَيْنِ. The khiyanat of the eyes, the mistrust of the eyes, the misusage of the eyes, Allah says, that also we know. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ. That which your heart is hiding, that also we know. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. وَإِنْ تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ. If you reveal what is inside your heart, or you conceal it, يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهُ. For Allah it is equal. For Allah it is equal. The day is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take hisab of this. So as we see many, many verses in the Quran, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِن تَكُ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ فَتَكُنْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ. Luqman alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, he says to his son, "Oh my son, that action which you do, innaha, in takum ithqala habbatin min khardal, if it is equivalent to a grain of mustard seed hidden underneath a rock, somewhere in the heaven, somewhere in the earth, ya'ti biha Allah, the day is coming, Allah is going to bring that action in front of you also. Nothing is going to be hidden. Everything will be revealed. Every action, every statement, every expression." Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, in the tafsir of the verse of the Quran in Surah Qaf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid." Allahu Akbar. "Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid." Allah says, every time you open your mouth, every word that you utter, know and understand, my angels are with you, raqib, atid. They are over you and they are ready. And they are writing down everything that you say. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu explains it like this, fi qawlihi ta'ala, ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Qal, yaktubu kullama takallama bihi min khayrin wa shar. Yaktubu kullama takallama bihi min khayrin wa shar. Every time we open our mouth, we should keep this expression of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in front of us. He says, those angels are writing down everything that you say, whether it was khair, whether it was shar, whether it was good, whether it was evil. Hatta, to such an extent, innahu la yaktubu qawlahu, to such an extent that they write down when you say akaltu, you said I ate, they write that down also. Sharibtu, I drank, they write that down also. Dhahabtu, I went, they write that down also. Jitu, I came, they write that down also. Ra'aytu, I saw, they write that down also. Every expression is written. Every word is written. Every action is written. Allah is saying, innama hiya a'malukum uhsiha lakum. I will count everything. Everything will be revealed. Everything will be brought in front of you. Then what will happen? Thumma uwafikum iyaha. Thumma uwafikum iyaha. Then to the full, we will pay you back. We will recompense you according to your actions. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Allah says elsewhere in the Quran, every soul will taste death. Wa innama tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. Tuwaffawna ujurakum yawm al-qiyamah. You will be paid back your reward on the day of judgment. There will be no shortage. It will be complete. Innama hi amalukum uhsiha lakum. Thumma wafikum iyaha. Then we will pay you back in full. Faman wajada khayran falyahmadillah. Now if you find good, in other words, your good deeds have outweighed your evil deeds. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Then praise Allah. Why? Because it is His tawfiq. It is His guidance. Allah protected you. Allah guided you. So praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ. And those who will find not good, they will not find khayr, they will find evil. أَعَزَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْ. Allah protect us. They will find that their evil deeds have outweighed their good deeds. Now there is no escape. There is no going back. There is no second chance. Like ulama give this analogy, they say a fetus developing in the womb of the mother, that is the development stage. The hands are perfect, eyes are perfect, feet are perfect, face is perfect, everything is developed completely. The child comes into the world wholesome and full and healthy. If the development doesn't take place completely, for example, the hands don't fully form or the feet don't fully form, whatever it may be, once the child comes into the world, it is too late. Can't go back now to get the development done. Exactly like that, Allah says, this is the final point. You found good, alhamdulillah. You found shar. Now Jahannam is in front of you. Then Allah says, فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. Don't blame anyone but yourself. Don't blame anyone but yourself. مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. If you find the good which you do, it is from Allah. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. But the wrong that you do, Allah didn't compel you. Allah didn't force you. Allah knows what you are going to do, but Allah has not compelled you. Like we find the verse in the Quran, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعَدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. That day Shaitan is going to say, لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ, when the affairs are decided, on that day Shaitan will say, Allah promised you truth, I promised you a lie. You followed Allah, you were successful. You followed me, then don't blame anyone but yourself. Why? مَا كَانَ لِيَ أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. Shaitan says, I only gave you the da'wat. I didn't force you. I gave you the temptation, brought it in front of you. I invited you, but I didn't force you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. That day also Shaitan will say, don't blame me, blame yourself. Don't blame Shaitan. Don't blame anyone else. You have only yourself to blame. You have only yourself to blame. Allah's messengers came. Quran was revealed. The way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in front of you. Ever examples were there around you. You did not heed these examples. This last expression, ulama say, فَلَا تَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَ. Blame no one but yourself is the reason why Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has introduced this hadith under this chapter. What chapter? Bab al-Mujahada. The chapter of exerting yourself. Exert yourself. A time is coming. Allah says it is only your actions. Everything will be recorded. Everything will be brought in front of you. If you found good, alhamdulillah. But if you found shar, then blame no one but yourself. But it will be too late. So now is the time to exert yourself. Now is the time to prepare for that day with this total, complete conviction that Allah has said to me on the tongue of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every action is being recorded. So be aware of this. Be conscious of this. Do not feel that we are getting away. Do not feel that we can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time for us to prepare for that day, to find good, to find khair, to find benefit is now by exerting ourselves in amal. Allah give us tawfiq subhanahu wa ta'ala.